The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. And what a setting for a mystery. Cy and Elmer have come to the big house on the river near Punkinville in the hope that they will be able to solve the puzzle of the vacant house, a house supposedly without tenants for a year, and yet to which the rural mail carrier delivers packages every week. The old correspondence school detectives have made their bed in the cold, bleak front bedroom of the deserted house, and as we look in on them now, it is sometime in the night. And they are, or rather they were, asleep. Something is very much the matter with Cy, and Elmer is trying to find out what it is.
What's the matter with you, Cy? Never in all my life did I hear of such a worrisome, no good old mystery galoot. Cy Perkins, what in the name of old get out is the matter?
They're marching. They're marching right over me, Elmer.
Marching? What in tarnation are you raving about, Cy? What's marching over who?
I can't stand it, Elmer. Here they come again. One, two, three of them. Walking in a straight line just like soldiers. And every time they come around, they step right on my face.
Cy Perkins, if you ain't going plumb loco, are you talking to your sleep?
Here they come again. Oh, my, but... Them little feet is sharp in my eyes.
For the land of Goshen, Cy. Wake up, wake up. You're having a team of nightmares. Oh, come on. Wake up, Cy. Wake up. Of all the darn fools ever I've seen. One minute you're too scared to go to sleep, the next minute you're sleeping out loud like a bunch of monkeys a-chattering.
What's happening, Elmer?
Yes, what happened? You woke me out of a good sleep.
Where am I now?
Right where you started. Me and you is in bed in Steve's old river house.
In the river?
Yeah, no, in the house.
Oh.
Where we're supposed to be doing some detecting. If you don't go cuckoo.
I was having a terrible dream, Elmer.
Yeah, that's the only kind of a dream you ever had.
Yeah, but Elmer, I could see them, and I could feel them just as plain.
Well, quit talking about it and them. Put your words together, Cy, so they make sense. Who is it you could see and feel?
Them three dogs, Elmer. Calcimine and them other two we got to worry about now. Oh, they was just marching all over me.
No, suffering and Sophrony. That's a fine thing to wake me up in the middle of the night for, ain't it? Ain't it?
Yeah.
We can take care of them dogs after we get this smuggling case fixed up.
I'm just so jittery I can't sleep at all. Well, here we got one little dog that we don't know nothing about taking care of. And now we got two more pups, without no homes or nothing on our hands.
Yes, well, all right. Now you got me so darn wide awake that I'll never get back to sleep.
Well, I hope you don't.
Yes, well, I won't.
Goddammit, you ought to stay awake and keep the brother company anyhow.
You and your nightmares and whining and moaning. All right, might as well go ahead now and get this dog business straightened out right now. Then when we get our hands fully detecting business in the morning, he won't faint every 5 minutes with worry about them dogs.
Oh, you know we can't take care of all them dogs.
Well, there's one dog's going to stay right with us, Cy Perkins, and that's Castlemine.
Oh.
Yes, sir. But I reckon you're right about the other two at that, sir.
Yeah, I bet I'm right.
Yeah, we'll have to get him someplace to live in. Just quick as we can get back to town.
Well, I guess that anybody that's got a little kid would like to have him.
Certainly they would. And the veterinary said they was good kind of dogs for kids, too, he did. I got it, sir. I got it.
Yeah, you got what, Hammer?
Well, I got the problem here solved up.
Yeah?
We'll give them two little dogs to the nicest little boy and girl we can find in Punkinville.
Oh, but, Hammer, maybe we got to stay out in this old house for days and days and days and days and days.
That's enough days now.
Well, till we get this smuggling mystery all figured out.
We'll do it.
Well, just think how much them dogs is costing us every day with that veterinary feeding them.
Cy Perkins, if I didn't know you so well, I'd think you was hard-hearted. Yes, I would. Now, if you was hungry and couldn't get nothing to eat till somebody give it to you, you wouldn't care how much it cost, would you? Would you?
Well, no. Of course I wouldn't care.
Yeah, there you are, then.
Yeah, here I am.
Yes, there you are. Think of the poor little dogs. Think of yourself all the time. We get the money to feed and keep them two little dogs someplace.
Yeah.
Certainly. We find nice kids to give them to us, too, as soon as we can.
Well, all that's all right, Henry.
Of course it is.
I don't want little puppies to be starving.
Really, don't talk like that.
Well, I don't want you to take them in to live with us, neither.
Yeah.
Ever since Calcimine has come to live with us, you treat him just fine. And you make me miserable all the time.
Yes, don't make nobody miserable, Mick, but yourself. Yeah. You cry and belly around all the time about your misery, and Calcimine just barks and plays happy-like.
Runs all over my face.
Well, he's happy. That's the reason I like him plenty. He don't moan and whine all the time.
What's the reason, Emma?
Because he don't talk back to me. That's another thing I like about him. That's a nice thing about a dog.
Yeah?
No matter what a fella does, Si, a dog thinks it's all right. And a dog will stick to you no matter what kind of trouble you get into. Now, if you was only more like a dog, Si, why...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute,
what's
Elmer.
What's the matter?
I heard something.
Oh, you never heard nothing at all.
I did so, Elmer. I heard something.
Now, look here, Si. Castlemine's got better ears than both you and me put together. And he ain't never moved an inch.
No.
You never heard nothing, did you, Castlemine? Castlemine, what did he can tell you? Turn that flashlight on quick, Si.
What's the matter?
Castlemine ain't here on the foot of the bed no more. Give me that light. Give me that light quick, Si. No, sir, he's plumb gone. I heard something that sounded all right, Si. Steady now. That noise coming down the hall. We're going to sneak out there easy-like and see what it is. You carry the flashlight and I'll hold my gun steady.
But Elmer, that might be awful dangerous.
Certainly it'll be dangerous. That's what we come out here for, ain't it? Now don't make a sound till we get out in that hall. Now, sneak out there.
And so... out into the forbidding dark of the deserted hallway, the detectives pursue their stealthy course. This is indeed a house of mystery. Now the old boys are out in the hall. They go slowly to the end of the hall, and they see...
Do you hear that, Elmer?
Certainly, I hear it. And I see where it's coming from, too. That ain't nothing but an old grandfather's clock is striking.
But they ain't supposed to have been nobody in this house for over a year, Elmer. No clock ain't gonna run a year. Who wound that clock?
Well, Si, there is something mighty funny here.
Now it's stopped.
Now look, you point the flashlight right at the door of that clock. And hold it steady, Si.
I'm a-getting awful nervous, Elmer.
You better hold that flashlight still so I can point my gun at the door of that clock, you hear me? You'll be more nervous than ever if somebody jumps out of that clock at you.
Elmer, do you think there's somebody in that clock?
Well, the clock's plenty big enough to hold the fella, all right. Now hold that light steady, Si. Steady. Now you come out of there. Come on out of that clock or I'll shoot. I'm giving you three to come out. One... two. Did you hear that, Si? Did you?
I've been hearing it all the time.
I don't mean the clock, Si. I mean the other noise. It was going right with the clock strike.
I didn't notice no other noise, Elmer.
Well, I did. And there was somebody or something making it.
Yeah, but how could they get the clock to strike just when they wanted it to?
By being inside of it. and moving that clapper in there to hit the bell.
Oh.
That clock ain't been striking, Si.
Ain't.
That's not like a regular clock does. That bell's just been ringing because somebody was moving the clock or hitting it with something.
And there's somebody right close to us here?
Just as close as that clock is to us.
And let's get out of here, Elmer.
Get out, nothing. We're going to find all out about that clock striking thing right now. You go around the other side of it. Go on, so I can hold my gun on the door with that pointing too near you. And jerk the door open.
No, I'm scared to do that, Elmer. Something's liable to jump out at me.
Yes, it'll be worse than that if we try to walk away from it and somebody shoots us in the back.
Well, I'll do it, but be sure you keep that gun pointed right at the door.
Easy now, Si. Easy. That's right. Now, get a little more. Get a little more around the side. Go on. Not behind it, you ninny.
Hey, what's the matter?
You can't hide and help me at the same time. Now, stand still here and reach out and give that door a jerk. Jerk it hard.
Oh, why don't you shoot him, Elmer?
That clock is empty, Si. There ain't nobody in there.
But somebody made that bell ring when I jerked that door open in.
Oh, you did that yourself, Si, when you opened the door. The jar opening that door made the bell ring. And, wait a minute, hold everything, Si. I got it now. I got it all now.
Elmer.
Si, we're in plenty danger. Real danger.
How do you mean, Elmer?
You just watch and I'll show you. Here now, I'm going to walk just a little bit right here by the clock. And I'm going to walk heavy. You watch that bell in the clock.
Why, that clock rings when you walk, Elmer.
You bet it does. And just the same way it'd ring if anybody walked here by enough. Any place in this house. Don't you remember there was that other noise with the ringing of the bell?
Yeah, but we thought that other noise was somebody in the clock hitting it to make the bell ring.
Yes, and we know now that it weren't. Si, that clock is empty. And when I took them steps just then, the bell rung with the steps. And when we heard it before, you and me were standing still.
Now, Elmer, that means...
That means there's somebody else in this house. Listen, Si. Listen.
Do you think you could sleep in a house where you knew someone or something was walking, walking, and the old clock chiming every ghostly step? Your own announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.